हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 9 द मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज टेक्स्ट नंबर 3 पार्ट 1। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। अष्टदानः पुरुषः धर्मस्यास्य परन्तपम् अप्राप्य माम् निवर्तन्ते मृत्युसंसारवर्तमनि। अश्रद्धदानस्य पुरुषः धर्मस्यास्य परन्तपम् अप्राप्य माम् निवर्तन्ते मृत्युसंसारवर्तमनि। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद the founder acharya of international society for krishna consciousness jashla prabhupada. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Om ajnanat virantasya gyananjana salakayam सक्षरन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाशातदेशतारिणीं। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 9 द मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज टेक्स्ट नंबर 3 पार्ट 1। इन दिस श्लोक कृष्ण एक्सप्लेनिंग फेथलेस पर्सन के नॉट अटाइन द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। सो वी विल ट्राई टू डिस्कस व्हाट इज अ रियल फेथ। Basically, Krishna explained, faith is the most important factor for the devotional service. Without faith, we cannot progress in devotional service. So if you don't have a faith, we cannot attain Krishna, Supreme Personality of God. Then, if we don't have a faith, then we will fall in material world where there is a samsara vartamani. Krishna says samsara vartamani means mrityu samsara vartamani, where the birth and death are continuously taking place. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi, these four things are continuously taking place. We will be born in that place. Those who are not having a faith on Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada mentioned how faith can be created. Faith is like a tree. This tree will not grow it own. It need a seed. That seed, Srila Prabhupada says, association with the devotees. Unless we are not associated with the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we will never increase our faith. Because devotional service means it is a bhajananandi, it is a goshtyananandi. We cannot practice our own. Just like yoga, you have to practice alone. But the devotional service, we have to practice together with the association of the devotees. Why we have to associate? Because they are having a faith. The devotees, those who are practicing very rigidly, they are having a very good amount of faith. So when we associate with them, then we also will get a faith. Just like, for example, If the fire is there, if you take the wood and go near to the fire, this fire also will catch the this wood also catch the fire. So similarly, when we go and associate with the devotees of the Supreme Lord, just like this wood is catching the fire when we take near to the fire, similarly when the people go nearby the devotees, they also catch the fire of devotion. Then unfortunately Srila Prabhupada says, even after hearing from all the literature, there are some people are there, and they hear completely about, they will read all the literature, they will hear all the literature from the great personalities, even after reading, even after hearing, and they don't have a faith in God. They don't have a complete faith in God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are very much hesitant. So since they don't have a complete faith, they are too much hesitant, they cannot be fixed in devotional service. Because the person who can be fixed in devotional service, those who are having a complete faith. We can determine how much faith we are having. If you are engaged completely, rigidly in devotional service, that means we are having more faith. If you are, if you are doing a, okay, fine, here and there little bit, then that means we are a chanchalahi mana krishna. We are having a little faith only. So, faith is the most important for the progress. Without faith, we cannot progress in devotional service. Srila Prabhupada mentioned very nicely from, quoting from Chaitanya Charitamrita, what is a real faith? Real faith means simply serving Krishna. Nobody else. What is a real faith means, I serve only Krishna. Why I serve only Krishna? Because by serving Krishna, I can get all the perfection. This conviction should be there, this conviction. When we have this conviction, yes, I will serve only Krishna, by serving Krishna, whatever I need, I can get all the perfection. All the perfection. This perfection cannot be attained from anybody else. Only Krishna can give all the perfection. Just like when we see Dhruva Maharaj, within 6 months, he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He got the Dhruva Loka. Even though he said, I don't want, oh my Lord, after seeing you, what is the use of getting this? Kachan vichinva abhidivyaratnam sthana abhilasi tapasisthitoham tum praptavan deva munindra kuhyam kachan vichinva abhidivyaratnam swamin kritatosmin varamna che. Dhruva Maharaj, he went to the forest to meditate on the Supreme Lord, to get a kingdom bigger than Lord Brahma. After seeing the Supreme Lord, and he said, I actually came to the forest for the broken class, but I got the Divyaratnam. Abhidivyaratnam, that Divyaratnam, very difficult to get. Munindra Guhyam, even the great munis, which they are doing for tapasya, for the Pantastha koti satavatsara sambragam yo vayu ratapi manaso munipungavanam. All the munis, they are doing a tapasya for thousands of years. For them also very difficult to get, but I got this Abhidivyaratnam. I don't know, my Lord Swami, I don't want anything. But still, the Supreme Lord understand that this small boy, he came for this purpose. Let me also give. Krishna created a Dhruva pole star, Dhruva Loka, and he gave to Dhruva Maharaj. So simply by serving Krishna, and we can get all the perfection. This is the real faith. This is the real conviction. We can see Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, he was serving only Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. His father is a great demon, and he said, you say, Om Namo Hiranyaya Namaha. He said, Om Namo Narayana. Prahlad Maharaj, even he is ready to die, but he is not ready to say, Om Namo Hiranyaya Namaha. He is not ready to say even, Prahlad Maharaj, his faith is so strong, he is ready to die for Krishna. He is ready to die rather than saying, glorifying, worshipping somebody else. Even we can see the pastime of the Pandavas. There also, they were actually going through a lot of difficulties, but Krishna always protected. Even we can see the pastime of the Gajendra. Gajendra he offered a prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Supreme Lord came and rescued from the danger. So in this way, by simply by serving Krishna, by simply serving Krishna, we can get all the perfection. So that is the real faith. Srila Prabhupada gives, quoting from the Shastra, just like when we pour the water in the road, that what will happen? All the branches, leaves, everything, the leaves, branches, trunks, everything will be get nourished. Everything will satisfied. Then when we serve food to the stomach, what will happen? It will get digested. Then all the energies will be distributed all parts of the body. So it is not possible to root the some leaves, then branches. What will happen when you go and root through the, pour the water on the leaves? It is a waste of time. So similarly, by simply serving Krishna, when we chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we chant the holy name of Krishna, when we follow the devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, then what will happen? Just like pouring water to the water on the road, entire teeth get nourished, satisfied. Pouring food to the stomach, the entire body get satisfied and nourished. So similarly, by serving Krishna, all the Devi and Devatas, they will be very much satisfied. They will not at all trouble the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, they will be very, very happy. If you go and worship some Devi and Devatas, whatever the happiness they are getting, they will get much more when we worship Krishna. Because they understand that, the Devi Devatas, they understand that we are not the God, we are not the real Bhagavan. So Krishna is a real Bhagavan. So they understand when we go and worship the Krishna, then they will be all the Devi and Devatas, they will be very much. They will very much give their own blessing. Then when we worship Krishna and all the living entities also, they will be satisfied. Krishna Bhakta means, and he is satisfying all the living entities, and he is satisfying all the Devi and Devatas. So as a conclusion, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, after reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, one should give up all other engagement. What engagement? Worshipping all other Devi and Devatas. It is not necessary. It does not mean that even the devotees of the Lord, even if they go to a Devi and Devatas temple, they ask only Krishna Bhakti. They don't ask anything else. They ask only Krishna Bhakti. Just like a gopis, they went to the Katyayini Devi, my mother, you please give Krishna as our husband. So this prayer can be done, but only the problem, the gopis are very, very pure. They went to Devi and Devata's temple. They ask, we need only Krishna. But we are not that much pure, so better to, no need to go to all Devi and Devata's, and we don't have a time also. Our life is very, very short. So directly we can worship Krishna. Even if we have any desire also, Krishna will satisfy. So as a perfect conclusion is that after reading Bhagavad Gita, after hearing Bhagavad Gita, after reading Srimad Bhagavatam and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we should sarvadharman paritakshamamekam saranam praja. We should give up all other engagement and adopt strongly service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. Just like when we see the pastime from Ramayana, Bhishana, he gave up his kingdom, he gave up his Ravana and everybody, and Vibhishana, and along with a few guys, and he came to Lanka. He came to Lord Ram. He was actually Vibhishana. He was standing in the air. They are actually very much. They can travel. Without aeroplane, they can travel in the air. So they were actually standing in the air, and he sent his messenger to Lord Ram. He said, my dear Prabhu, I wish to surrender unto your lotus feet. Then Lord Ram, he asked opinion to all the people, Hanumanji and Vali, Sugriva, and everybody. He asked, they said, no, don't allow this man. He is coming from the kingdom of Ravana, maybe he come here to see our army, to see our strength and all those things, and don't allow this man to surrender unto you. But you know, Hanumanji said, no, no, he is a good man, he can be accepted. But Lord Ram finally said that, those who are willing to surrender unto me, I give the complete protection and shelter. Even if he is the enemy also, I don't worry. If he is coming to me, he says, Rama Rakshamam. Whoever says this word, Rama Rakshamam, I give a complete shelter. I don't mind even if he is maybe a great demon, or good or bad, I don't mind. If he is ready to surrender unto me, if he is ready to take shelter of me, then no problem. This way, Vibhishana, he had a complete faith on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he left everything. He left everything. And he came to Lord Rama and he completely surrendered. After surrendering, Vibhishana got everything. He got everything. He left the kingdom and he left everything and he came to Rama. After coming to Rama, and he got everything. He became the king of Sri Lanka. So in this way, we should keep faith on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For example, you will not give your ATM card or personal checkbook to somebody if you don't have a faith. If you are having a faith on somebody strongly, then what you will do? You will give your personal property to somebody else. For example, sometimes you will give your house key to somebody, and you will be having a complete faith. Yes, this man, he will not steal anything from my house. This man is very good. So you will give your key or property or ATM card or checkbook to somebody else. If you don't have faith on somebody, then how you will give? You will not hand over your personal property to somebody unless you are having a strong faith upon that fellow. So similarly, the devotional service is the personal property of Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you go and ask some money to Supreme Lord, and he will give very, very easily. If you go and ask something else, and he will give, Supreme Lord Krishna will give something. But the devotional service is the personal property of Sri Krishna, and he will not give to anybody and everybody unless he believes that this man is having a strong faith. Just like unless we don't have a faith on somebody, we will not hand over our personal property to them. So similarly, if Krishna thinks that this man don't have a faith on me, then he will also not hand over the devotional service. So, as a conclusion, if we have a strong faith on Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he will hand over his personal property of devotional service. And to this, we can keep this devotional service, then we can become very, very joyful. So, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, this faith can be increased, the faith can be created with associating with the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hari Om Tat Sat.